Bank, please welcome to the field Eric Johnson for today's Port of Tacoma's first pitch. Eric has been the executive director of the board since 2019. A native of Pine, he has worked in the port community for over 30 years, and today lives in Silica. Eric loves working the port, and he thanks you, Tacoma Indians fan. Thanks for being here, Eric. All right, when you're ready, let's see that arm.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight The Tacoma Rainiers host the Round Rock Express in Game 2 of a six-game series, the final series and final homestand here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma this year. Well, Round Rock won the opener last night in 11 innings. It was a 3-2 final score. Rainiers tied the game in the bottom of the ninth when Jonathan Villar hit a homer to make it 2-2. Big moment there, dramatic in the ninth inning with one out. And then the Rainiers pitched a scoreless top of the 10th, and in the bottom of the 10th, they had a runner at third with no one out, just a golden opportunity to win the game. Couldn't get him in, and Round Rock did get a run in the top of the 11th inning on an RBI double by Elia Hernandez, and the Express won the game in 11-3-2. So the Rainiers are looking to even up the series with a victory today. On the mound for Tacoma tonight, right-hander Connor Wade. Wade is 5-6 with a 5.16 earned run average. He'll be opposed by Round Rock left-hander Colby Allard. Allard is 3-3 with an ERA of 5.00. The lefty Colby Allard for Round Rock and Connor Wade on the mound for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. Rainiers with a bit of a different look to the lineup all of a sudden as there has been a roster move. We'll tell you about it when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Tacoma Rainiers preparing to take on the Round Rock Express, Texas Rangers AAA affiliate, game two of six here at Cheney Stadium. This is the last homestand of the year. It continues through Sunday. We've got night baseball tomorrow and Friday, both games at 7:05. Then the 5:05 p.m. evening ball game on Saturday and the afternoon game on Sunday at 1:35 is our final home game of the year. Check out TacomaRainiers.com for ticket information and all the promotions as well. Well, the Rainiers had some roster moves today, courtesy of the Mariners. The Mariners decided they wanted to change something up in their outfield. They have called up Jared Kelnick from Tacoma and optioned Taylor Trammell to the Rainiers. Kelnick is with the M's in Oakland right now, currently sixth in the Pacific Coast League in batting average at .295. And in the top five in the league in slugging percentage, OPS, and in doubles. Kelnick was playing really well here, and Kelnick gets promoted today. Also, the Mariners officially called up Luis Torrens, who had been on their taxi squad for a couple of days, but still held a spot on the Rainiers roster. Today they officially activated him, so Torrens called up officially by the Mariners as well. That's your roster update for today. We'll check out the starting lineups when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Round Rock Express, who have a record of 76 wins and 66 losses. They're the Texas Rangers AAA club managed by Matt Hagen. Round Rock's going to lead off with a right fielder, Eliar Hernandez. Batting second and playing left field is Ezekiel Duran. Hitting third and doing the catching is Maybreeze Valoria. In the cleanup spot, their third baseman, Andy Ibanez. Batting fifth, the Seattle native Josh Saleh. He's the designated hitter. Hitting sixth and playing second base is Diospel Arias. Batting seventh, the center fielder J.P. Martinez. Hitting eighth is first baseman Nick Tanelu out of Federal Way High School. And batting ninth for Round Rock shortstop Ryan Doro. On the mound, left-hander Colby Allard. Allard is 3-3 with a 5.00 ERA. Well, the Tacoma Rainiers are 68-74 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma playing left field is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting third is center fielder Cade Marlowe. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter Jonathan Villar. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Hitting sixth, third baseman Eric Mejia. Batting seventh and playing first base is Zach Green. Drew Ellis hits eighth, he's at second, and batting ninth, the right fielder, Derek Hill. On the mound for the Red Ears, Connor Wade. Wade is 5-6 with a 5.16 ERA. Our umpires, Brian Sontag is behind the plate, Jonathan Beretta is at first, and Paul Clemens is at third. It's Tacoma and Round Rock, game 2 of 6 here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Round Rock Express from Cheney Stadium. Connor Wade on the mound, the right-hander ready to face Elliot Hernandez, leading things off for Round Rock. And the first pitch of tonight's contest is called a strike, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. 76 degrees, our game time scheduled today. Next pitch waved at and missed, and there's strike two. Elliot Hernandez, the hero, it turned out yesterday with the RBI double that brought in the winning run in the 11th for Round Rock. He pulls the ball foul on the ground. He also had an RBI double earlier in the contest as well. He drove in two of their three runs last night. Right-hand hitter Hernandez batting .291 with a dozen homers this year, .868 OPS. Made his major league debut earlier this season. He takes a pitch outside from Wade. One ball, two strikes. Wade working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. He's into his motion. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and chopped to third on two hops. Mejia with a nice hands picks it, and he throws out Hernandez. And one man is out in the top of the first inning. Elliot Hernandez grounds out to third baseman Eric Mejia. One away, and now Ezekiel Duran will be the batter. Another nice day in Tacoma. Kind of some wispy clouds around, but for the most part, we have sunshine coming down on the diamond at the moment. And the wind was blowing in really strongly last night. Tonight, no wind at all as we start the game anyway. First pitch to Duran is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Duran hitting .254 with six homers, .757 OPS. And he watches a fastball for a strike, 0-2. Wade is coming off of consecutive strong outings for Tacoma, both on the road at Oklahoma City and Las Vegas. Next pitch is outside for a ball. His last start was the Vegas outing last Wednesday, and he allowed two runs in six innings. Tough ballpark to do that in Las Vegas. 1-2 pitch to Duran is laced towards the right field corner, slices, and it's a fair ball, and it takes a bounce in fair territory and then hops over the low fence that runs down the right field line and meets the base of the foul pole. So that's a ground rule double here at Cheney Stadium. Ezekiel Duran doubles to the right field corner. Bounced out of play after bouncing in fair territory in the right field corner. So Duran has a double. And Wade's got to deal with a runner in scoring position and one out. And now the catcher, Mabrice Viloria, is the batter. Hitting in the number three spot in the order, and he swings and misses at a cutter, and that is strike one. Wade throws a lot of cutters. The cut fastball, probably his best pitch. Throws it in the upper 80s on the radar gun, mid to upper 80s. Gets some run on it. Here's one outside for a ball to Viloria, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way. And this is called a strike on the inside edge with a changeup. One ball, two strikes to Viloria. Now here comes the 1-2 on its way. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a foul into the seats on the third base side. Right here's infield today. Zach Green is at first base. Drew Ellis at second. Mason McCoy at short. And Eric Mejia at third. The infielders are shifted right now with three on the right side with Viloria at the plate. Wade's ready with his two-ball, two-strike pitch to the left-hand swinger. And it is inside with a fastball. Outfield tonight, Forrest Wall is in left. Cade Marlowe makes the start at center, and Derek Hill is patrolling right. Three balls, two strikes to Viloria. The pitch is swung on and hit foul and out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. Wade, the 30-year-old righty, out of the University of Arizona. in his first year in the Mariners farm system. Joined Tacoma right at the beginning of May. 3-2 pitch, grounded to the right side. That's fielded by Drew Ellis, and he throws to first and gets Valoria for the second out of the inning. The runner moves up. Durant is now at third with two outs. And Andy Ibanez will be the next batter. So a long battle between Wade and Mabrys Valoria, and it's won by Wade. Two down, runner at third for Ibanez. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Ibanez hitting .259 with six homers, 31 runs batted in. Now a swing and a little bouncer to short. McCoy handles it, sets himself, and fires to first for the out, and the inning is over. Round Rock does not score in the top of the first. They had a one-out double, but Connor Wade is able to strand the runner. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Round Rock nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
I did a site visit and the space is absolutely incredible.
Estes Reiki Clinic is opening another studio across town.
But there's a lot to wrap up.
But staffing an entire office requires more than just deep breathing.
Receptionist and at least four new practitioners.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
That score at the top of the first inning, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. And it'll be Forrest Wall, Mason McCoy, and Cade Marlowe at the top of the order tonight against the left-hander Colby Allard, who the Rainiers are going to get a look at. Forrest Wall stands in. And he tries to bunt the first pitch, and he does, bunting it back to the mound. Allard picks it up and throws out Wall at first base. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the first inning. Forrest Wall trying to bunt his way aboard. Bunted it right back to the pitcher, though, and Allard made the play. So one down, and now Mason McCoy will be the bat. Raiders have not faced Allard this year. He's 3-3 with an ERA of 5.00. Made 18 starts for Round Rock and has 98 strikeouts in 77 innings with 33 walks. He's homer prone. He's given up 18 home runs this year. Pitch to McCoy is taken for a strike. Mason McCoy hitting .257 with 18 homers, 802 OPS. Had a couple of hits here last night. And the pitch from Allard is taken for a called strike, 0-2. Allard was a first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Braves in 2015, coming out of high school. Got traded to the Rangers at the deadline in 2019. Next pitch misses for a ball. Allard has quite a bit of big league time with Texas, and this year he's been called up several times, but every time he gets called up this year, it's to be a reliever. And then he's been sent back to AAA and jumped right back into the starting rotation. Here's a swing and a high fly to right. It's got some carry to it. Back it goes, and it is gone. Mason McCoy with a homer to right field. Number 19 on the year for the Rainiers shortstop. McCoy adding to his career high with an opposite field drive. Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing here at the bottom of the first inning. So McCoy launches one out to right field, and Tacoma grabs the early lead. Looked like a fastball down, and McCoy lifted it out the other way. Here's Cade Marlowe, left-hand hitter, and he takes down low for a ball. This is Marlowe's sixth AAA games. It's coming up from AA Arkansas. 5 out of 21 at the plate so far. Had a big year with the M's AA team. He swings and misses at the next pitch, and the count's even, 1-1. Allard, in his last start, allowed 4 runs in 5 innings at El Paso. He did strike out a season-high 9 in that game. 1-1 pitch to Marlowe. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Allard is from San Clemente, California, SoCal. Here's his 2-1 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled off. Counts even, 2-2. Colby Allard working with catcher Mabrys Valoria. Round Rock has Nick Tanalu at first base, Diosbel Arias at second, Ryan Doro at short, and Ibanez is at third. 2-2 pitch. Called strike 3 on the outside edge, and down goes Marlowe for the second out at the bottom of the first inning. So 2 away, and now Jonathan Villar is the bat. Outfield is Duran in left, Martinez in center, and Hernandez in right. Well, Villar has been hot at the plate, and he tied the game in the ninth inning with a homer yesterday, only to see the Red Ears lose in the 11th. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Villar with a 10-game hitting streak coming into play today, and he's hit 5 home runs during the 10-game hitting streak. He's not really known as a big home run guy, but he has been lately. 0-1 pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-1. Villar is hitting .297 in 30 games for the Red Ears. Began the year in the big leagues with the Cubs. Got picked up by the Angels. Spent some time with them in the majors. He takes one inside for a ball. 2-1, the count to Jonathan Villar. And now Allard is into his windup, and the 2-1 pitch is inside for a ball. 3-1. Right, here's up 1-0 on the Mason McCoy homer. Now the 3-1 pitch is swung on, and that's hit well towards right center field. On the run, Hernandez, he can't get it. It takes a bounce and hits the wall. Villar is on his way to second base, and he's going to stop there with 2 outs. A double for Jonathan Villar. He extends his hitting streak to 11 consecutive games, and the Red Ears have a man in scoring position with 2 down. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. 254, 13 homers, 40 runs batted in, and he has an RBI opportunity right here. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded sharply, but to the first baseman, Tanalu, who has it, and he flips it to Allard, covering first for the putout on O'Keefe, and that wraps up the bottom of the first. But the Red Ears get a run and had some hard hit balls. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, 1 runner left. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Bayside Medical Clinic. Is erectile dysfunction damaging your relationship? Are you sick of the pill and all the side effects? Well, welcome to the future. We have a major medical breakthrough. Bayside Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of wave therapy. Backed by 60 clinical studies, our technology uses pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We've helped countless men get rid of their ED. But what is the true end result? Their relationship, even their lives, improve drastically. If you're ready to regain your love life, call us right now, and not only will the assessment and ultrasound be free, we'll also give you a gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. It almost never fails. This is worth $550, and it's free to callers right now. 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and experience what I call the happiness ripple effect. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now. 206-670-9000.
One nothing right here is after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears. They'll face Josh Saleh leading things off here in the second. And the first pitch to Saleh is in there for a strike. Saleh, the outfielder who's DHing today from Seattle and out of Bishop Blanchette High School. He takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Saleh back in organized baseball this year. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-2. Hitting .234 with 11 homers, 33 runs batted in. He had 7 of his 33 runs batted in this year in one game here at Cheney Stadium back in June. And his first trip to town ever as a visiting player. 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. It was June 11th here. He had 3 hits in the game, 2 homers, and 7 runs batted in. 1-2 pitch from Wade, and it is outside, 2-2. Saleh, first-round draft pick way back in 2010 out of high school. Drafted originally by the Tampa Bay Rays. 2-2 pitch down and in, ball 3. He's been through a lot of off-the-field stuff that waylaid his career, and was able to clean it back up and went through independent ball to get back in the game. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Wade gets the strikeout of Saleh, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. So Connor Wade with his first strikeout, fanning Saleh, and now Diospel Arias is the batter. Arias hitting .288 with 5 homers and a .780 OPS. The pitch from Wade is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 call to strike, 1-2. In the first, Round Rock managed to get a one-out double off of Wade, but he was able to strand that runner. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Arias, and it's hit in the air down the right field line. Giving chase is Hill. He's lining it up, and he makes the catch in the right field corner, and there's the second out at the top of the second inning. Arias flies out to right field, and now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. Martinez hit a homer here yesterday. Left-hand hitter, and he swings and fouls one back. Martinez hitting .205 in 36 games with 6 homers, has walked 24 times, and his OPS is .766, and he's a real burner if he reaches base. You got to look out for him trying to steal. Next pitch miss is a strike, and the count's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Martinez. Wade trying to put him away. He's into his motion. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball, a little bit tight. One ball, two strikes. Now Wade's ready. Here comes the 1-2, and it is swung on and popped up on the third base side. Foul and playable for O'Keefe, the catcher, and he makes the catch right in front of the right ear's dugout. And that is the final out at the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. Connor Wade sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One nothing Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Mason McCoy with an opposite field homer in the first to put the Red Ears on the board. Into his windup is Colby Allard, and his pitch to Eric Mejia is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Eric Mejia hitting .266 with 15 homers and a .787 OPS on the year. 0-1 pitch is taken inside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Mejia. Mejia was hitless last night, 0-4, just the second time in the last 11 games that he's been held without a hit. Now the 1-1 in for a called strike. Count goes to 1-2. Well, we're going to challenge that one. Mejia is challenging it, so it's our first challenge of the game. And Mejia was right. That pitch is outside, so the computer umpire calls it a ball, and that is now the official call. And it's now a 2-1 count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. So the count's even. Using the challenge system throughout this last homestand here. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a foul back, still 2-2. Now the 2-2 on its way. And it's tapped towards short, charged and scooped by Ryan Doro, and he throws it in the dirt. It goes right past the first baseman, Tanalu. Mejia knew it all the way, and he takes out for second base and makes it there. So Mejia is safe at second base. A two-base throwing error by the shortstop, Doro. A good throw would have got Mejia here. A throw skipping past the first baseman didn't get him. Good base running, too, by Mejia to immediately recognize that the first baseman did not corral that baseball in any way. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One-oh pitch, swing and a miss at an off-speed delivery. Counts even, 1-1. Zach Greene hitting .224, 17 homers, 50 runs batted in, .759 OPS. One-one pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. On deck, Drew Ellis. Rainier's trying to add another run here with a man in scoring position. No one out. 2-1 pitch. Up high, ball three. Colby Allard, the lefty, first reached the majors in 2018 with Atlanta. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. As I mentioned earlier, he was a first-round pick out of high school in 2015, and in 2018, he was in AAA with the Braves with their Gwinnett affiliate in the International League, put up really good numbers there, and got a late-season call up to Atlanta. Then he got traded the next summer to Texas. 3-2 pitch, grounded, foul, third base side. He spent the whole year in the big leagues with the Rangers, the shortened season. And 2021 spent the entire year in the big leagues with the Rangers as well. 3-2 is fouled away. Last year in the majors with Texas, Allard started to swing back and forth between the starting rotation and the bullpen. Here's his 3-2 on its way to Zach Greene. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and that is the second strikeout of the night for Allard. One out in the bottom of the second inning. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis hitting .226 for Tacoma with 13 homers, 33 runs batted in, and he watches one outside, ball one. Flag still hanging still in center field. It was really blowing in last night for most of the game. 1-0 pitch. And this is swung on and fouled away. Out of play, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. One and two now. Allard is set. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Technically foul tipped it into the catcher's mitt. Ellis is saying, hey, we sure I didn't foul tip it into the ground first, and the umpire says, yeah, we're sure you didn't. So strike three. Ellis goes down swinging. Strikeout number three for Allard. And after Mejia led off the inning by reaching second base on an error, he's still there now with two outs. Got a second look at that foul tip on MILB TV, and it did indeed look like Valoria caught it on the fly. Pitch to Hill is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. And that's a strike. Derek Hill went 0-for-5 yesterday. That ended his hitting streak at 4 in a row, but what a tear it was. 7-for-14 with 3 homers during 4 games. Count now even to Hill. 1-1. Now Allard is ready. Here's the 1-1, and it's swung on and lifted foul and out of play down the first baseline. 1-2 the count. Now Allard comes set. And the 1-2 pitch is up high to Hill, and that evens up the count. 2-2. Right here's have Forrest Wall on deck. Two pitch. Lashed foul. Still 2-2. So Hill seeing some pitches here. And Allard now goes to the rosin bag for a moment. He's back up on top of the hill. 2-2 to Derek. And the pitch is a check swing tapper foul, third base side. So Hill continues this plate appearance with a foul tip. Make an hour, throw some pitches. He's up to 40 now, I believe. Right, here's with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Colby Allard is ready. Here comes his next delivery. And it is a swing and a foul at the plate again. Still 2-2. Outfield plays him straight away. The shortstop, Ryan Doro, is a step back onto the outfield grass. Well, now he's coming in a little bit. 2-2 again in the dirt, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Again is ready, and the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. It pops out of the mitt of Valoria, but he picks up the baseball and throws to first base for the putout. Hill has struck out, and the inning is over. No runs for the right ears, no hits, 1 error, 1 left, and we go to the third inning of play. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We played two innings in Tacoma. Red Ears lead 1-0. We head to the third. Nick Tantaloo, Ryan Doro, and Elier Hernandez to bat in the third inning against the right-hander Connor Wade. And Tantaloo stands in. The pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. And that is strike one. Nick Tantaloo out of Federal Way High School and also Washington State University. 0-1 pitch in there for a called strike. Tantaloo has been here a number of times over the years. Coming in as a visiting player. So he watches one outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Tantaloo. Was with Round Rock in the past on visits here. Here's a pop-up foul and out of play. El Paso last year for Tantaloo. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch bounced foul third base side. Tantaloo just recently turned 30 years old. His draft year was 2014. That's when the Astros drafted him out of WSU. 1-2 pitch, pulled foul down the left field line. Still one ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Tantaloo has not made his major league debut yet. He's had some good years here in this league too. 1-2 pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Tantaloo. 2019 with Round Rock, he hit 295, had an OPS of 880, 19 homers, 39 doubles. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wade gets him with a fastball, and one man is out at the top of the third inning. Second strikeout for Wade today, one away in the top of the third, and now Ryan Doro is the batter. Doro struck out swinging earlier. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Sorry, this is Doro's first plate appearance today. Sitting 236 with five homers. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 1-1. Doro hitless yesterday, but scored two runs in a 3-2 Round Rock win. 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. Thank you. Now the 2-1 delivery is hit foul and out of play. Next pitch is hit well towards right center field. This is deep. It is back and it is gone. Toro with an opposite field homer. Hit off the light standard in right, and that ties this ball game up 1-1. Ryan Toro with his sixth home run of the season for the Round Rock Express, and it evens up the score here at the top of the third inning. So each team with a solo homer. Each team's shortstop hitting an opposite field home run. A little coincidence there. And now here's the pitch to Elio Hernandez, and it is in for a strike. Next pitch from Wade is swung on and yanked foul on the third base side. 0-2 the count. Pitch from Wade coming, and it is hit in the air down the right field line. Hill on the move. He's not going to get it. It drops in for a hit. Taking the turn at first is Hernandez, and he holds there with a one-out single. Elier Hernandez singles to right. And now Ezekiel Duran is the batter. He doubled to right field his first time up, 1-for-1. Wade is ready. And the pitch is swung on and cranked to deep left field. Way back this goes over the deck and out of here for a two-run home run. Ezekiel Duran blasts his seventh AAA homer of the year. And the Round Rock Express take the lead here at the top of the third inning. It is 3-1. That was a mammoth shot to left. Duran with seven homers in just 28 AAA games. And he got all of that one. So it is 3-1 Express with one out of the third, and now Mabry's Valoria is the batter. They grounded out earlier and is 0-for-1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Estimated distance on that shot, 400 feet on the dot, the computer says. So now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, and that evens up the count 1-1. Next delivery is down and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Valoria. Now the pitch is high ball three. Three-one from Wade. Ball four. Valoria heads down to first base. He draws a one-out walk. So Valoria is on. And now the Red Ears catcher, Brian O'Keefe, is going to go to the mound and talk to Connor Wade for a moment. So Wade has allowed a couple of homers here, and now a rare walk issued by the veteran. And Andy Ibanez is going to bat with a runner at first and one out in the third inning. See if Wade can get back on track. Here's the right-hander's pitch to Ibanez, and it is fouled off on the first base side out of play. Ibanez was not in the lineup yesterday, and today he's in there hitting cleanup. In fact, the Express's 3 and 4 hitters from last night's series opener are both on the bench today and replaced by two guys who weren't playing yesterday. 0-1 pitch to Ibanez is hit in the air towards shallow center. Marlowe coming in, and he's got a read on it, and he makes the catch. And there's the second out. Ibanez retired on a fly out to shallow center field. And now Josh Soleil will be the batter. He struck out his first time up at his 0-for-1 today. Runner at first with two down in the top of the third inning. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. 3-1, Round Rock with the lead here in the third inning. Next pitch is hit well to right field. Hill on the run into the corner, and this is off the fence. Coming towards third is Valoria. They will hold him there as Hill fires it into the cutoff man. And stopping at first is Soleil with a long single off the right field fence. And the Express have runners at the corners with two outs. So Soleil laces one off the wall in right field. Runners at first and third with two down for Diosbel Arias. Wade's pitch is taken for a strike. Rainiers are beginning some action in the bullpen. Wade's thrown a lot of pitches here. He's into the 60s now with just two outs in the third inning. And the pitch is over for a strike. 0-2 the count to Arias. That last call is being challenged by the batter, and he is wrong. It was indeed a strike. It caught the outside hedge at the very top of the strike zone, so that's a strike to Arias, and Round Rock loses a challenge, so they only have two unsuccessful challenges left. The 0-2 pitch is low for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Arias. Now Wade is ready. Here comes his 1-2, and it is swung out and pulled foul down the third baseline. Still one ball, two strikes. Now Connor Wade trying to put an end to this top of the third. The 1-2 pitch is laced towards the right field corner, slicing deep and fair ball. That's going to be extra bases. Valoria scores. Soleil comes to third and stops there. In at second base with a double and an RBI is Diosbel Arias, and it is 4-1 Round Rock. That is the fifth hit of the inning. RBI double for Arias. His 16th double since joining AAA Round Rock this year. And now J.P. Martinez will be the ninth man to come to the plate this inning. But first, the Rainiers pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is going to visit the mound. Looks like Kyle Bird is warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. Rainier's bullpen should be very fresh today with the off day on Monday, and then yesterday Darren McCacken going seven innings. So even though the game went 11 last night, the Rainier's needed the bullpen to cover just four of those innings. Well, two men in scoring position with two outs, and the pitch to J.P. Martinez is low for a ball, 1-0. Big batter here. It's 4-1, but another hit would probably bring in two runs. 1-0 pitch is popped up on the infield. This should do it. Mejia, the third baseman, is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Martinez pops up to third, and that does it for Round Rock in the top of the third inning. The Express score four runs in the third, sending nine batters to the plate. They had five hits, There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's 4-1. Round Rock leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Forrest Wall leading things off for Tacoma. And the pitch from the lefty Colby Allard is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Allard has struck out the last three batters he has faced. It's into his motion, and the 0-1 pitch to Wall is swung on and laced up the middle, but shaded. There is Doro, hit right to him. The shortstop making the play and throwing out Wall at first base. One out at the bottom of the third inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy hit the solo homer in the first inning that gave the Rainiers the 1-0 lead that has since disappeared. Yeah, the pitch to McCoy is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch swung on, grounded to third, fielded by Abanez, and he throws out McCoy at first base, and two men are gone at the bottom of the third on a couple of quick infield grounders. So now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe struck out looking his first time up. He's 0-1. Now the pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Allard into his motion, next pitch, fastball poured in there for a strike, 1-1. Yeah, the 1-1 breaking ball up and in. 2-1 to Marlowe. Marlowe, Georgia native. Two-one pitch down in the dirt for a ball. 3-1. Marlowe getting some regular play down the stretch at the AAA level. We'll likely see him here next year with the Red Ears in a full-time role, I would think. Three balls, one strike from Allard. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That's strike two. He tried to check his swing but could not. Full count to Marlowe. Here comes the payoff. And it's a fastball called strike three. And Marlow goes down looking, and that does it for the Red Ears in the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down. That's five strikeouts now for Allard tonight. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma with a score, Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Round Rock leads 4-1 over the Red Ears. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Connor Wade looking to bounce back from a tough third inning. He will face Nick Tantaloo, Ryan Doro, and Elier Hernandez here in the top of the fourth. Tantaloo stands in. Wade's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Round Rock still in the race in the East as we will get caught up on the lone remaining Pacific Coast League pennant race, the Eastern Division, which is a three-team race. As here's a swing and a broken bat roller to the first baseman, Green, who fields it and takes it to the base himself for the out. The barrel of the bat went flying past the pitcher, Wade, and ended up out near second base. And the baseball just went on the ground to the first baseman for an unassisted putout. So Tantaloo is retired, and now Ryan Doro will be the hitter. Oklahoma City and El Paso, the top two teams in the East, playing each other in a series now. And Oklahoma City won the opener in a blowout last night in El Paso. Series one inside to Doro. Oklahoma City won it 16-1 as six different players had multiple hits. Series one outside. James Outman had a triple and a homer. Jake Amaya, Ryan Noda, and Tomas Talis each had three hits for Oklahoma City. 2-0 pitch bounced towards the shortstop. McCoy has it, and he fires to first in time for the out on Ryan Doro, and two men are gone in the top of the fourth. And now Elier Hernandez will be the batter. Oklahoma City starter Gavin Stone allowed one run in six innings, surrendered just three hits yesterday at El Paso. Tough place to pitch. Stone leads the minor leagues in ERA. He's a pop-up foul out of play on the third base side. So with Oklahoma City winning the first game of that series yesterday, they're now tied in first with El Paso in the East. And Round Rock picked up a game last night. They're four games out. There are eight games remaining. As the next pitch is a called strike to Hernandez. Round Rock is kind of stuck hoping to string together a whole bunch of wins in a row while Oklahoma City and El Paso beat up each other. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wade strikes out Hernandez and sets down the side in order at the top of the fourth inning. That's his third strikeout, and a nice bounce back inning for Connor Wade. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you.
We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1. Jonathan Villar, Brian O'Keefe, and Eric Mejia to bat here at the bottom of the fourth against Colby Allard. Villar doubled in the first inning. Allard with the pitch, and it is taken for a ball. In the first inning, the Red Ears had a homer by McCoy, a long double by VR, and also a very hard hit ground out by O'Keefe. Since then, they haven't had any hard hit balls. VR pops this one up on the first base side. Tanalu is going to make the catch in fair territory behind the first base bag, and one man's out in the bottom of the fourth inning. VR pops up to the first baseman. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe grounded out in the first. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch from Allard is a fastball called a strike. Other games last night in the PCL, Sugarland beat Albuquerque 3-2 as the Sugarland bullpen tossed five scoreless innings in that game. Here's one up and away to O'Keefe. Salt Lake took down Sacramento 7-2. Kian Wong, the infielder for Salt Lake, stole three bases, giving him 40 steals on the year. So here's one down low to O'Keefe. He's ahead of the count now, 2-1. And then Reno, who has already clinched the West title, walloped Las Vegas in Las Vegas 17-5. They had 23 hits. 2-1 pitch is high, ball three. The Red Ears, in their last two games at Las Vegas on Saturday and Sunday, scored 12 runs in one game and 19 in the next, and then Reno went in there and scored 17. My goodness. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. So in Las Vegas' last three games, their pitching staff has allowed 48 runs on 60 hits. 3-2 pitch to O'Keefe. Check swing. He did not go. That is ball four, and O'Keefe will head down to first base. That ends a string of seven straight batters retired by Allard. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia reached on an error earlier. 0 for 1 officially in the book. O'Keefe leads from first, and the pitch is grounded towards third. Picked up by Ibanez. Goes to Arias for one. On to first. In time for two. They turned the double play around the horn. Ibanez to Arias to Tanalu. And that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
We go to the fifth inning of play, Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1. Connor Wade on the hill, retired the side in order of the fourth. He'll try to do the same here in the fifth, facing Ezekiel Duran, Mabrys Valoria, and Andy Ibanez. Round Rock scored all four of its runs in the third inning, and Duran was a big part of that with a long two-run homer to left. He takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Durant's 2-for-2 today with a double to go with that home run. Next pitch is cranked to left field, and he has another one. A long one to left field, and this goes over the deck completely. Durant with his second home run of the night. A blast to left field, his eighth for the Express this year, and it is 5-1. He's got two homers and a double, and we're only in the fifth inning. Ezekiel Duran rips one to left. He was once with the Yankees, and they traded him to the Rangers organization last year. And this year he's been in the big leagues quite a bit with Texas, Duran has, hitting .236 there in 58 games, has over 200 at-bats in the majors this season. Just five homers there. But he had 7 in 45 games at AA Frisco to start the year, and now 8 homers in 28 games at AAA. Peoria now with an 0-2 count. And Wade's next pitch is a called strike three. Three pitches and down goes Valoria. And that is strikeout number 4 for Connor Wade. So one out at the top of the fifth inning. And now Andy Ibanez will be the batter. Ibanez is grounded out and flied out so far. He's 0-for-2. And here's a pitch outside for a ball. One 0 pitch, fouled off. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1. And this 2-1 pitch is outside, ball 3. A swing and a fly to right field, and coming in on it is Hill, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and Ibanez is out number 2 in the top of the fifth. So Ibanez flies to right, 2 away, and now Josh Saleh will be the batter. A you missed the news today, Jared Kelnick called up by the Mariners this afternoon officially, and he joined the M's active roster today down in Oakland. Not in the lineup, though. Series of pitch down and into Soleil for a ball. The Mariners optioned Taylor Trammell to Tacoma. Here's a bouncer to first, and staying with a hard hop is Green, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and the inning is over. So that does it for Round Rock in the top of the fifth. They get one run on the Duran homer, his second of the game. It was the only hit. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. We're halfway through this game. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Jay Allen, Alzheimer's advocate, country artist, and songwriter, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Every little memory made of you and me, every little glimpse of who you used to be, I know you're still in there, deep down somewhere, I swear I still see you, between the blanks there.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1. Zach Green, Drew Ellis, and Derek Hill to bat here at the bottom of the fifth inning against Colby Allard, who's into his motion of the pitch. Is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ezekiel Duran having a huge game for Round Rock. 3-for-3 with 2 homers and a double already. He's driven in 3 of their 5 runs. Now Green hits one in the air on the infield, right side, and Arias, the second baseman, takes over, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth inning. So Green pops up, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. He struck out earlier and is 0-for-1. Pitch, or well, the first pitch to Ellis is on its way, and it's a breaking ball outside. One on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. 1-ball, 1-strike. Here's one outside. Mariners back in action in Oakland tonight. No score at the bottom of the second inning. Mariners have lost 4 of their first 5 games on their road trip right now. Trying to get things straightened out. So the 2-1 is inside. They've had injury problems and have had key hitters not in the lineup. Got Julio Rodriguez back yesterday. Suarez still out. 3-1 pitch to Ellis, and it is in there for a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Mariners still have a comfortable lead for the last wild card spot coming into play today. the 3-2 to Ellis is looped behind first and back to make the catch is Tanalu on the outfield grass, and that's out number two. Ellis retired on a flare to the first baseman, two down, and now Derek Hill will bat. Mariners with a, coming into today, a five-game lead over Baltimore and a five-and-a-half-game lead over the White Sox. The Orioles did win today. They're playing Detroit right now, and they beat them today 8-1 as Jordan Lyles pitched a complete game three hitter. So here's one down low for a ball to Hill. So the Mariners need to win tonight to maintain the five-game lead over Baltimore. That pitch is being challenged by Round Rock. They called it low for a ball to Hill, and we now see the review, and the computer says it was indeed low for a ball, so Round Rock loses their second challenge, and they only have one challenge left, and we're in the fifth inning. So 1-0 the count to Hill. Allard into his motion of the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts 1-1 now. Time called at the plate. One and one to Derek Hill. And here's the pitch from Allard, and it is bunted foul. He's trying to bunt for a hit and hit it foul, so that's strike two. White Sox entered 5.5 games behind the Mariners in the wild card chase, and it looks like they're going to lose today. They're getting hammered by Cleveland in the eighth inning. 1-2 pitch down to the dirt. That evens up the count 2-2. The Guardians lead that game in Chicago 8-2. Two-two pitch coming to Hill, and it is a called strike three, and Hill goes down looking, and the Red Ears are retired in order here in the fifth. Three up, three down. We head to the sixth inning of play. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1. And Connor wades into his motion. Here's his pitch to Diosabel Arias, and it misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch on its way from Wade, and it is low and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Express with a 5-1 lead. They've hit three homers, two of them by Duran. And the other by Ryan Doro. Here's one over for a strike to Arias. 2-1 now. And now fastball called a strike, 2-2. Wade's now retired seven of the last eight batters to come to the plate. Here's another one, grounder to short. McCoy handles it and throws out Arias at first base and one away at the top of the sixth. Wade's pitch count up to 92, so this will probably be his last inning as J.P. Martinez gets ready to bat. Martinez, left-hand hitter, is 0 for 2 with a couple of pop-ups, and he pulls one on the ground foul first base side. Sounded like he might have cracked his bat, and apparently he did. He's starting to wander aimlessly towards his dugout, waiting for someone to bring him a new bat. Game three of the series is tomorrow, and we're moving back to the 7:05 start times tomorrow and Friday. The Rainiers have Tommy Malone on the mound tomorrow against Cole Wynn, right-hand pitching prospect for the Rangers. Here's the pitch to Martinez, and it's a swing and a miss. Oh, and two the count. Yeah, the pitch is just a little bit outside for a ball, 1-2. Now this one is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a changeup, and down goes J.P. Martinez, and Wade has his fifth strikeout of the night. Two outs in the top of the sixth inning for Nick Tanelu. Wade now over 110 pitches or 110 innings pitched this year, and he's second on the team in innings pitched. As here's a swing and a liner towards left, and creeping in and reaching out and making the catch is the left fielder Forrest Wall, and Tanelu is retired, and Connor Wade sets him down in order in the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the sixth with the score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth. Right here is trailing 5-1. Round Rock with their starter Colby Allard still in the game, and his first pitch to Forrest Wall is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Top of the order for the Red Ears here. Third trip through the lineup, too, against Allard, who's allowed only two hits, both in the first inning. Wall fouls one off, and the count goes to 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on and lined towards left field, and it's going to be playable and caught by Duran in left for the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Wall lines out to left field. There's one away, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. They homered in the first inning. Now the pitch to McCoy is taken up high for a ball. Now the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air to left center, and coming in on it now is Duran, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. McCoy is retired. Right here's had two hits in the first. Since then, they've had one batter reach on an error and one other drew a walk. That's it. And Allard has retired 13 of the last 14 to come to the plate. The lone batter he did not retire drew a walk, and he got the next guy to ground into a double play. Here's a liner by Marlowe, and that's going to get down for a hit in left center, and it's going to go through to the fence. And the Red Ears have their first hit since the first inning. Cade Marlowe stroking a double to left center, and the Red Ears have a man in scoring position with two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning. Marlowe going the other way, and he has a two-base hit, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. VR doubled in the first, popped up in the fourth. He's one for two. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now VR is ready. And this pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right. A towering fly. Hernandez moves towards the corner, overruns it, and comes back and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. There's no wind blowing at all. He just had a little misread there, but he was able to recover and make the play. And VR is the final out in the bottom of the sixth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. So we go to the seventh inning with the score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring.
We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1, and the Rainiers go to the bullpen for the first time today. Bring in Riley O'Brien to face Ryan Doro, and the first pitch is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. O'Brien in relief of Connor Wade. And he throws a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-2. Connor Wade went to six innings, allowed seven hits, five runs all earned, walked one, struck out five. Three home run balls really determined the outcome of his outing today. As here's a pop-up on the infield, and McCoy is there to make the catch, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. O'Brien retires the first batter he faces, and now Elier Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Duran doing all the damage for Round Rock is on deck. O'Brien's 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. This is O'Brien's 30th appearance this year out of the Tacoma bullpen, 1-3 with a 7.71 ERA. 39 strikeouts in 32 and two-thirds innings. He's ready to throw the 1-1 pitch, and it is over for a strike, 1-2. O'Brien works primarily with a fastball in the mid-90s on the gun and a curveball, which he just threw right there for the called strike. Here's his 1-2, and there's the curve, and it's hit in the air to shallow right. Back goes Ellis, the second baseman, and he makes the catch in shallow right field, and that's out number two. Hernandez is retired on a little flare to Drew Ellis. Two away, and now Ezekiel Duran is the batter. He is 3-for-3 with a double and two homers, a two-run shot in the third and a solo shot in the fifth. O'Brien's ready, and here's his pitch, and it's breaking ball inside the curve, ball one. Now the 1-0 from O'Brien is outside. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch is a fastball that misses. Well, it was called a ball, but the right ears are challenging it. So we've got a challenge on that pitch. And here's the result. It was indeed. Oh, it caught the very top of the strike zone for a strike. So the right ears win the challenge. And the count's 2-1. Rainiers are 2-for-2 in challenges tonight. Here's a chopper up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field and be a base hit for Duran, his fourth hit of the game. He has now singled, doubled, and hit two homers. He's a triple away from hitting for the cycle, and, you know, just a few days ago in Las Vegas, the Rainiers were down there, and on Saturday, Las Vegas' shortstop, Kevin Smith, hit for the cycle with two homers in a game. Single, double, triple, and two homers. And Duran has a chance to match that if he hits a triple in his next at-bat. Pitch to Valoria is fouled in the batter's box, and that is strike one. Rainiers actually won that game in Las Vegas on Saturday, despite the fact that Kevin Smith hit for the cycle with two homers, and also Matt Davidson homered twice in that game. Now a swing and a liner towards center field. There's Cade Marlowe, and he hauls it in for the out, and the inning is over. Valoria lines out to center, and that does it for Round Rock at the top of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. It's the seventh inning stretch. Our score is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears will try to chip away at this deficit. They'll send Brian O'Keefe, Eric Mejia, and Zach Green to the plate against Colby Allard. Allard is pitching into the seventh inning for his first time this year. His longest starts this year have been six innings on the dot. He's done that a couple of times. And today, his first pitch of the seventh to Brian O'Keefe is down low for a ball, 1-0. Allard's allowed just three hits. He was at 40 pitches in the second inning, but has really become much more economical with his pitch count since then. And this is going to be his 85th pitch of the night right here. And it's in for a strike to O'Keefe, and that evens up the count, 1-1. O'Keefe reached his last time up, drawing a walk, the only walk issued by Allard tonight. Here's the 1-1, and it's a fastball outside, 2-1. Allard's been working right around 90 miles per hour with his fastball. He's gotten a lot of soft contact tonight. 2-1 pitch is hit in the air to right field, not going anywhere. And Hernandez is under it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So O'Keefe flies to right field, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia's 0-2, including a double play grounder his last time up. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. Now the 1-0 on its way, and that's down in the dirt for a ball. Now the 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. Well, the Mariners playing down in Oakland. They announced the attendance at the A's game is 4,030. We might beat that tonight. It's going to be close, I think. Here's a swing and a miss. There's strike two to Mejia. 2 and 2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike 3. Well, they just announced, coincidentally, our attendance, and we did not beat the A's. Missed by a couple hundred. 3,787 tonight at Cheney. Would have got him with last night's crowd. Seventh strikeout for Allard. Now Zach Green's the hitter. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. I'm sure that the A's are getting outdrawn by their AAA club in Las Vegas tonight. Now the 1-0 is down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Parent club of the Express, the Rangers, they won tonight. They beat the Angels 7-2. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Green. And it is 2 balls, 1 strike. Now the 2-1 pitch is high and away, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. And the pitch is a swing and a drive towards left center field. Deep back this goes, and it is gone. Zach Green with a bomb to left center field for his 18th home run of the year. He just tied Jared Keldick for the team lead. And it is now Round Rock 5, Tacoma 2. So the Red Deers with their second solo homer of the night, and that adds to their franchise record home run total of 208. And that was not for the team lead for Green. Actually, McCoy, how quickly we forget, McCoy hit his 19th earlier tonight. So McCoy has the team lead with 19 as the pitch to Ellis is in for a strike. Green with 18, tied with Keldick for second. Keldick got called up today. Now the 0-1 pitch is popped up foul and out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes to Ellis. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Rainier's getting a little closer with the solo homer. Now this pitch is hit in the air towards shallow center. Coming in on it is Martinez on the run. He slides and can't come up with it. And Ellis is aboard at first base with 2 outs. He gets a base hit out of that. And he's on with 2 away for Derek Hill. So Hill will now bat. He's 0-2 with 2 strikeouts today. That hit may have just chased Colby Allard. Matt Hagen, the manager of the Express, is on his way to the mound, and he is indeed making the call to the bullpen. Allard has his longest start of the year, 6 2/3 innings, but he is done as the Express are going to the bullpen here. And we're going to take a break for this pitching change with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning and a runner at first base. Our score is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 2.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here is trailing 5-2. Have a runner at first with two outs. New pitcher is right-hander A.J. Alexi, and his first pitch to Derek Hill is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. So Alexi on in relief of Colby Allard, who went 6 2/3 innings, allowed five hits, two runs both earned. He walked one, struck out seven, and is responsible for the runner at first base. Alexi now with the pitch to Hill. Runner goes, pitches down low, throw to second base is in time. They got him. Drew Ellis caught stealing second base, tagged out by the second baseman Arias to close out to the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here, settle for one run on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the eighth inning of play with the score. Round Rock 5, Tacoma 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 2. Andy Ibanez to lead things off. Riley O'Brien begins the second inning of relief work. Throws a curveball outside to Ibanez. Ball one. Little surprised to see O'Brien go out there again after pitching a scoreless seventh. Rangers have been doing a lot of one-inning relief stints with the guys in the bullpen lately, as the next pitch was called outside for a ball, but the Rangers are challenging it. O'Keefe asked for a challenge, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it says, and it says strike. Good challenge by the Rangers, who are hot tonight with those 3-for-3. And now the count is even to Ibanez, one ball, one strike. And O'Brien with his next pitch, and this is chopped to the right side, and knocking it down is the first baseman. Green picks it up, throws to O'Brien, who did a nice job covering first there to receive the throw and get the put out. So Green stays with a high bounce that hit him, I think, in the chest, and was able to recover the baseball. And O'Brien smartly was over there at first to cover and receive the throw and get the out by a hair. So one away. And now Josh Saleh is the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Josh Saleh, same last name as Chris Sale, the longtime Major League star left-hand pitcher, but they pronounce it differently. Saleh tries a bunt, bunts it foul. And the count is 0-2. O'Brien out ahead. So no balls, two strikes to Saleh. Now this pitch swung on, bounced foul, first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Mariners game still scoreless now in the fifth inning in Oakland. Robbie Ray against James Caprillion. O-2 pitch to Saleh is a breaking ball outside. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Up and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two coming from O'Brien. And it is low, ball three. And the count is now full. Three balls, two strikes. Cleveland game went final. They beat the White Sox 8-2. Now here's one down low, ball four. And Saleh has a one-out walk. So he's on for Diosbo Arias. So both Baltimore and the White Sox lose today, so the Mariners could really open up even a bigger lead if they can win tonight. They would then have a 6-game lead over Baltimore and 6.5 over the White Sox if they can win tonight. They would also jump Tampa. Tampa lost today. And they would have the number 2 wild card spot if the M's could get a victory. Toronto holds the number 1 spot, and they just lost to the Phillies 4-3. M's could have a really big day of gaining on everyone they're in competition with if they could win today. So here's one in for a strike now to Arias. It's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Arias, and that is the first strikeout for O'Brien tonight. Now J.P. Martinez will bat. He's 0-for-3 today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Pitch is a called strike, and bluffing a throw to first but not throwing down there is O'Keefe. Now Here's one over for a called strike three. Breaking ball from O'Brien, and he strikes out J.P. Martinez, and that closes out the top of the eighth inning. Two scoreless innings tonight for Riley O'Brien. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 5-2. Round Rock leads Tacoma. A.J. Alexi is on the mound. And here's Derek Hill leading things off for the Red Ears, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. This was the matchup at the end of the seventh inning when Drew Ellis was caught stealing second base for the final out of the inning. Alexi now with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Hill. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So one ball, two strikes. Correction, no balls, two strikes. And Alexi with the 0-2, and it is swung on and sliced foul. Still 0-2. Mentioned earlier, the parent club of the Round Rock Express, the Texas Rangers, won their game today. They beat the Angels 7-2. And a player who was recently called up from Round Rock, homered, Josh Smith, an infielder, homered for the Rangers today, a 2-run shot. It was his second major league homer. So now the 0-2 is fouled away. And the reason we're talking about this is because it was his second major league home run, but it was his first major league home run that went over the fence. As earlier this year, he got called up and hit his first major league home run, and it was an inside the parker. Well, today he hit number 2, but he actually hit it out of the park. Here's a bouncer by Hill to third, fielded by Abanez, throws to first, close play with a speedy Hill, but Hill is out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Derek Hill bounces out to third base, and now Forrest Wall is the batter. Wall's 0-for-3 today, couple of ground outs and a lineout. Pitch is a breaking ball down low, 1-0 to Forrest Wall. Pitch, swing and a miss. So 1-1 the count to Wall. Rainiers with just 5 hits in this game. The 2 solo homers, McCoy and Green. Those are the only runs. 1-1 pitch waved at and missed at a breaking ball. 1-2. One-two pitch in the dirt for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, no one on. McCoy on deck for the Red Ears. Marlowe after him. And Alexi's pitch is up and away. Full count, 3-2. Alexi has been used as both a starter and a reliever this season. Here's his 3-2 pitch to Wall, and that's down and in, ball 4 to base runner. Wall will head down to first, just the second walk issued by Round Rock pitchers tonight. So Wall jogs down to first base, his 40th walk drawn this season. And now Mason McCoy bats. He's 1-for-3 with a solo homer in the first inning. Alexi's pitch with a runner going is low and away. Throw down to second is in time. They got him. The tag applied by Arias at second base on Wall. A close play, but Forrest Wall is caught stealing for the 11th time this year in 56 attempts. He's 45 out of 56 now on the season. Fioria fired it down to second base. The tag applied on Wall's hip while he was sliding in with his left foot out in front, and it looked like on replay that the umpire might have got that right. You can believe that. Just kidding. Here's one up and in to McCoy, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Oh, it looked like they did get the glove down on his hip as he was sliding in. Well, here's the 2-0 on its way, and it is in for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. McCoy now one homer away from a 2020 season. Swings and misses at the next pitch, 2-2. He has 21 stolen bases and 19 homers. Also has 22 doubles. Forget all that, though. The most impressive stat on his sheet is 6 errors as an everyday shortstop. 2-2 pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball, 3-2. 116 games played this year for McCoy. Just 6 errors all year. Here comes the 3-2. And it's fouled in the air behind the plate. Might be playable for Valoria. Yeah, he's got room, and he makes the catch. And that does it for Tacoma at the bottom of the 8th inning. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left on. And we go to the 9th with the score. Round Rock 5, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Drew Steckenrider, takes over on the mound to face Nick Tanelu, Ryan Doro, and Elier Hernandez. And the pitch is fastball up high to Tanelu, ball one. Now the 1-0 is swung on, grounded to short. That's fielded by McCoy, and he throws to first in time for the out. What a way. Steckenrider retires the first batter he faces. This is his 22nd appearance for Tacoma. Steckenrider's 3-0 with a 4.63 ERA in 23 and a third innings. And he'll face Ryan Doro now. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled out of play. There's strike one. Now a swing and a foul. So no balls, two strikes to Ryan Doro. Steckenrider trying to put him away. Here's the 0-2, and it's a fastball a little bit high, 1-2. Now a swing and a high fly towards right center and shallow, and coming in and making the play is Derek Hill, and two men are out in the top of the ninth inning. Doro flies out. And now Elier Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez 1-for-4 with a single today. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Ezekiel Duran is 4-for-4 with two homers, and a triple shy of the cycle is on deck right now, but there are two outs in the ninth inning. Oh, one pitch, breaking ball inside. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a foul at the plate. Next pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and Hill's back, still back at the track. He jumps, and he cannot get it. It is gone. A home run for Elier Hernandez to right field, just over the glove of the leaping Derek Hill. Hernandez with his 13th home run of the year, and it is now Round Rock 6 to Kelba 2. Four home runs tonight for the Express, including two by the man coming to the plate right now, Ezekiel Duran. Duran has singled, doubled, and homered twice, 4 for 4 with 3 runs batted in. Steckenrider with the pitch, and it is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is swung on and bounced towards short. Charged and scooped by McCoy. Sling it to first, not in time. Legging out an infield single is Duran. So he is 5 for 5 today. He had to hustle down the line to beat that one out. So runner at first with 2 outs now for Mabry's Valoria. Valoria is 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Now the pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Runner takes off, pitch is fouled away by Valoria. Duran was running on the pitch, went diving into first, second base. Even though the pitch was fouled off. So no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner at first, and the runner goes again. The pitch is outside, throw to second, and in there with a head first dive is Duran as he somehow avoided the tag of Mejia. So Duran steals second base, and he's now in scoring position. And the count to Valoria is 1-2. Now Steckenrider ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Valoria, and it is just outside. And the Rainiers are going to challenge that. The umpire called it outside. Rainiers go to the challenge system. They're 3 for 3 on challenges tonight, and they are wrong about this one. It was indeed outside, a ball. So the Rainiers lose a challenge for the first time today. Two balls, 2 strikes to Valoria. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Rainiers' scheduled hitters are Cade Marlowe, Jonathan Villar, and Brian O'Keefe. Now the 2-2 is up and away, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. And this pitch is swung on and grounded right to McCoy, who has it, and he throws to first to get Valoria and wrap up the top of the ninth. But Round Rock adds a run on the Elier Hernandez homer. It was 1 of 2 hits in the inning. There were no errors, 1 runner left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Round Rock 6, Tacoma 2.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Bayside Medical Clinic. Is erectile dysfunction damaging your relationship? Are you sick of the pill and all the side effects? Well, welcome to the future. We have a major medical breakthrough. Bayside Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of wave therapy. Backed by 60 clinical studies, our technology uses pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We've helped countless men get rid of their ED. But what is the true end result? Their relationship, even their lives, improved drastically. If you're ready to regain your love life, call us right now, and not only will the assessment and ultrasound be free, we'll also give you a gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. It almost never fails. This is worth $550, and it's free to callers right now. 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and experience what I call the happiness ripple effect. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now. 206-670-9000.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Round Rock 6, Tacoma 2, and the Express bring in left-hander Jake Latz to try to finish it off. Cade Marlowe stands in, and the first pitch is hit high and deep to right field. Back it goes, and it is gone. Cade Marlowe with his first Triple-A home run. He launches one out of here to right field at Cheney Stadium, and Marlowe makes it a 6-3 ball game with just one swing of the bat. A towering fly ball that got out of here to right. He hit 20 homers at AA Arkansas this year, and that's his first one for Tacoma. A very high-flying homer at that. So it is 6-3. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter, and he swings and misses at a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. VR is 1-for-3 with a double tonight. He has extended his hitting streak to 11 straight games. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. So three home runs tonight for Tacoma, including Cade Marlowe's first at the AAA level. Yeah, the 1-1 is down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike to VR. Next pitch coming. Fouled off. Count goes to 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And Latz with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And there's the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. So VR strikes out swinging, and now O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 0-for-2 with a walk so far. Right here is in danger of losing their second in a row. Prior to this, they won two in a row. Prior to that, they lost two in a row. Prior to that, they won two in a row. Here's a swing and a foul by O'Keefe out of play. So it's been a streak of two-game streaks recently for the Rainiers, which does bode well for tomorrow's result. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's swung out and fouled out of play, 0-2. Still a chance here, only down three. Need to get a couple of runners aboard and then get a big hit. The 0-2 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. Now Latz fires again, and this one's inside, 2-2. Latz, another Rangers AAA pitcher who's bounced between the starting rotation and the bullpen this year. He's made 10 starts. This is his eighth relief appearance. His 2-2 to O'Keefe is lashed into center field, and that's going to drop for a base hit in front of J.P. Martinez. So O'Keefe is on with a sharp single to center field. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Ball was roped to Martinez. So one more base runner, and the Rainiers will get the tying run to the plate. Here's the pitch to Mejia, and it is fouled away. Oh, and one the count. One out of the bottom of the ninth inning. Right here's trying to put something together here. Latz with the pitch, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Express or a double play. Depth in the infield. Now the 1-1 is up and away for a ball, 2-1. Outfield plays medium deep with Mejia at the plate. Two balls, one strike to the Rainiers third baseman with one away in the ninth. Zach Green on deck. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Counts even now, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch is coming from Latz. Swung on and lined into left field. A base hit for Mejia. And the Rainiers do get the tying run to the plate. That got a little dicey at second base. I don't know what O'Keefe was doing. He was just kind of trotting into second base, and he almost got forced out there as the left fielder Duran fielded this grounder in left, and O'Keefe just kind of stopped running to second and then suddenly had to charge back in there and barely made it. Well, in the end, it all works out, and the Rainiers have the tying run at the plate in the form of Zach Green. And the Express are calling timeout, and their pitching coach is going to the mound. Their pitching coach is Bill Sebas, and they're going to discuss this situation. And also, it appears they're going to start to warm up another pitcher in the bullpen, who looks like right-hander Nick Snyder. Well, Green could tie this game with a homer. He homered his last time up, and it was a real bomb to left center. And Green, there's only one out. After Green in the Rainiers batting order is Drew Ellis. Green windmills the bat in the batter's box. Two on, one out, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Here's challenge. Green's hoping that this is low, and he's right. It is ruled by the computer to be a ball. So the Red Ears win another challenge. They're 4 for 5 on challenges tonight. This is by far their best night of challenging since this system was deployed. We're at about, I guess this is the Rainiers' 11th game with it. Here's one inside for a ball to Green. Two balls, no strikes. Well, the count is heavily in his favor now. 2-0 with O'Keefe at second, Mejia at first. Jake Latt is ready. Here's his 2-0 pitch, and it's a fastball call to strike, and the count moves to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Green. Here's the pitch, and it is low, ball three. A walk would load him up and put the tying runners on base and actually send the winning run to the plate. Three balls, one strike to Zach Green. Here's the pitch, and it is high, ball four. That loads him up. O'Keefe takes third. Mejia down to second, and Green jogs down to first base. Bases loaded, one out of the ninth. Right here's trail by 3 runs. That's going to be it for Latz. The manager of the Express, Matt Hagen's on his way to the mound. He's going to make the call to the bullpen. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change with one out at the bottom of the ninth. The bases are loaded. Our score is Round Rock 6, Tacoma 3.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The bottom of the ninth inning, and the Rainiers are trying to make something happen. They trail Round Rock 6-3. New pitcher in for Round Rock is Nick Snyder. The Rainiers have the bases loaded with one out, and Drew Ellis coming to the plate. Ellis 1-for-3. Snyder, 26-year-old right-hander from Florida, 2-1 with a 4.5 ERA in 36 innings, 47 strikeouts, 16 walks. Pitch to Drew Ellis is in there for a strike. Snyder's been pretty good at keeping the ball at the ball in the ballpark. He's allowed 4 homers in his 36 innings this year. 0-1 the count to Ellis. 1-for-3 tonight. Right-hand batter looking out towards the mound. And the pitch is swung out and hit foul down the left field line in the air. Ellis was out in front of that one. 0-2 the count. Rainiers have O'Keefe at third, Mejia at second. Green is the tying runner at first in this 6-3 game. There's one out. Derek Hill is on deck. Ellis is behind in the count here. No balls, 2 strikes. Snyder comes set, and the pitch is swung on and hit well towards left center. Back it goes. It is gone. A walk-off grand slam by Drew Ellis. Unbelievable. The Raiders have scored 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. They have come all the way back, and they have won this ball game against Round Rock 7-6 on a walk-off salami by Drew Ellis. And he is jumping up and down in the circle of teammates at home plate. He's been doused by both of the ice water jugs that they keep in the dugout. And my goodness, the Raiders have somehow won this game. 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning with a walk-off grand slam. Second one of those the Raiders have had this year. Alex Blandino had a walk-off grand slam earlier this season. It also came against the Round Rock Express. Miraculously enough, Drew Ellis with the walk-off salami on an 0-2 pitch from Nick Snyder. He hit it to left center here at Cheney Stadium. There wasn't much of a doubt upon contact. It seemed like it was flying out of here. Drew Ellis with the grand slam home run, and the Raiders win this game, stunning the Round Rock Express by a final score of 7-6. Was an off-speed pitch there that Ellis hit out, and it got measured by the computer at 416 feet as the estimated distance. Drew Ellis with the game-winning and game-ending grand slam here at Cheney Stadium. Unbelievable finish tonight. The Raiders even up this series at a game of peace. They'll try to move ahead in game 3 of the series tomorrow night here at Cheney Stadium, which starts at 7.05 p.m. Ellis's 14th home run is the Raiders this year. Is the walk-off grand slam. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Right here's when they beat Round Rock 7-6 in a stunning turn of events here at Cheney Stadium tonight as Tacoma scores 5 runs at the bottom of the ninth inning and wins it on a walk-off grand slam. How does that even happen? Here's how it happened. Raiders took a 1-0 lead in the first. Mason McCoy with an opposite field homer off Colby Allard. The Rainiers scored all of their runs in today's game on homers. And for that matter, Round Rock scored five of their six runs tonight on homers. It was a homer kind of night here at Cheney. So McCoy went deep in the first, his 19th, and made it 1-0. In the third inning, Connor Wade, who appeared to be doing just fine, he struck out the first batter in the third inning. So at that point, he had retired seven of the first eight men to come to the plate, but suddenly things changed. Ryan Doro hit an opposite field homer to tie it up 1-1. Elio Hernandez singled to right. And then Ezekiel Duran homered off the top of the R-yard deck in left field for a two-run shot, his seventh of the year, and Round Rock led 3-1. Then they scored their only run, the only run of the game that did not come on a homer, when Mabry's Viora walked, and with two outs, Josh Saleh singled off the base of the wall in right, putting runners at first and third, and Diosbel Arias doubled to right field, bringing in Valoria and making it 4-1 Round Rock. The Express scored again in the fifth when Ezekiel Duran hit his second home run of the game over the R-yard deck in left field, his eighth of the year, to make it 5-1. That's the way the score remained until the bottom of the seventh. Colby Allard for Round Rock had a really strong start today, as Allard ended up going 6 2/3 innings. But with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, Zach Green connected for his 18th homer of the year, a deep one to left center, and that made it 5-2. Allard went the 6 2/3 innings, allowed two runs, only one walk, and seven strikeouts. No one scored in the eighth. We went to the ninth, still 5-2 Round Rock. They even tacked on an insurance run with two outs at the top of the ninth inning against Drew Steckenrider, when Elio Hernandez homered to right field to make it 6-2. That was Hernandez's 13th home run of the year. The next hitter, Ezekiel Duran, singled, worth noting because he finished the game 5-for-5 with two home runs for the Express. Huge game for Ezekiel Duran. So we went to the bottom of the ninth, 6-2 Round Rock, and it seemed like this one was pretty much toast, but you never know. Crazy things happen in the PCL, and that was very true today. Jake Latz came in from the bullpen. Very first pitch he threw, Cade Marlowe launched to right field for his first AAA homer, a high-flying homer to right field. Had a lot of height to it, and that made it a 6-3 ball game. Latz came back. He struck out Jonathan Villar, but then Brian O'Keefe lined a single sharply to center field. And then Eric Mejia pulled a single to left, putting runners at first and second, and suddenly the Rainiers had the tying run at the plate. Up next was Zach Green, and he ended up drawing a walk, which loaded the bases. It sent O'Keefe to third, Mejia to second. Green was on at first, and suddenly the tying runners were on base, and the winning run was in the batter's box. And the Express made a pitching change. They brought in from the bullpen right-hander Nick Snyder. And Snyder came in to face Drew Ellis. And Ellis got an off-speed pitch from Snyder on an 0-2 count. And he went down and got it and just hammered it to left center field for a game-winning grand slam. The Tacoma Rainiers' second walk-off grand slam of this season. Ellis's 14th homer for the Rainiers, and it gave Tacoma the 7-6 victory in front of a raucous crowd at the end of 3,787. Tacoma winning it with five runs in the ninth inning and a grand slam to end it from Drew Ellis. What a finish here at Cheney Stadium. Final totals for Tacoma, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 3 on base. Round Rock gets 6 runs on 10 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 6 on base. Steckenrider ends up getting the win. He's 4-0. Snyder the loss, 2-2. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 30 minutes on the dot, and 3,787 the attendance. Rainiers win it, so they go to 69-74 on the year. Round Rock falls to 76-67. These two teams meet again tomorrow in the third game of the six-game series. First pitch is at 7:05. Tommy Malone starts for Tacoma. Cole Wynn for Round Rock. And our pregame show will begin at 6:55. What a finish. Drew Ellis with a game-winning grand slam. Tacoma takes it 7-6 the final. We'll look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers win on a walk-off grand slam. They beat Round Rock 7-6. Drew Ellis with the game-winning blast. What a finish here at Cheney. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners need a blast. They need something. They trail Oakland 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Vimeo Machine with an RBI double to put the A's ahead. That just happened in the bottom of the seventh, so they lead 1-0, and they are continuing to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. So we will continue now to check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the American League today. Astros beat Tampa 5-2. Lance McCullers with seven strong innings. Kyle Tucker, a two-run home run. Astros are just warming up in as they get ready for the playoffs. So Baltimore beat Detroit 8-1. So the Orioles with a little pressure on the M's. And Jordan Lyles pitched a complete game three-hitter. Kyle Stowers homered and drove in three runs. Texas defeats the Angels 7-2, the final score in Arlington, as the Rangers had a two-run homer from Josh Smith. Cleveland knocks off the White Sox 8-2. Stephen Kwan had three hits and a homer. Tristan McKenzie struck out 13. The Guardians are hot. They've won seven of their last eight games, and they're getting close to clinching the American League Central. Royals defeat the reeling Twins 5-2. Former Rainier from this year, Anthony Bacevich, went 1 1/3 scoreless and struck out three and got the win in middle relief for Kansas City today. In interleague games, Phillies beat Toronto 4-3. That helps out the M's. That was a 10-inning affair. Matt Vierling with the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning. Vierling for the Phillies went 5-for-5. Reds beat the Red Sox 5-1. Jonathan India and Kyle Farmer each drove in a couple of runs. Yankees beat the Pirates on a walk-off grand slam yesterday. Today, they hit a grand slam in the first inning, this one from Oswaldo Cabrera, the rookie, and they went on to hammer Pittsburgh 14-2. They also had an eight-run eighth inning, and in that inning, Gleyber Torres hit two homers. Yeah, in the same inning. He's up to 23 on the year. National League scoreboard now. Nationals beat the Braves 3-2 on Joey Meneses' go-ahead two-run homer of the seventh. Mets also lost. Milwaukee shut them out 6-0. The Brewers got a pinch hit grand slam by Mike Brousseau. So in the National League East, the Mets still lead the division by one game over the Braves. Cubs beat the Marlins 4-3. Ian Happ with a go-ahead sac fly in the eighth inning. And then the other National League games are still going. Giants lead the Rockies 4-0 at Coors Field there at the bottom of the eighth inning. Padres on top of the Cardinals, one zip at the seventh inning stretch in San Diego. And the Diamondbacks trying to beat the Dodgers. They lead 5-1 in the fifth. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Rainiers went on a walk-off grand slam. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. Big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, the Red Deers just stunned Round Rock with five runs in the bottom of the ninth inning for a 7-6 victory. The final four runs coming on the Drew Ellis walk-off grand slam. And what a finish here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma pulling back within five games of the 500 mark at 69-74 on the year. Also made an impact on the Eastern Division race today. Round Rock was four games behind both El Paso and Oklahoma City, with eight to play going into tonight, but this loss really hurt them. El Paso and Oklahoma City playing each other right now, and they're done in El Paso tonight. The Chihuahuas won 9-8, so in the updated standings, El Paso is in first place, Oklahoma City is one game back, and Round Rock is now five games back with seven to go. So the Express getting close to elimination. They just can't afford to lose right now, and the Rainiers really stymied them today with the rally in the bottom of the ninth. Sugarland beat Albuquerque 4-3. Corey Jolks at his 29th home run. He's honing in on 30. Salt Lake is out slugging Sacramento tonight 12-6 in the ninth inning in Salt Lake City. And Reno has a 3-1 lead at Las Vegas. They are in the bottom of the seventh. Well, the Red Deers are going to be feeling good after this one, and why not carry the good vibes into tomorrow? Tomorrow night's game is at 7:05 p.m. Tommy Malone starts for the Red Deers against Cole Wynn for Round Rock. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:55. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. If you made it to the finish, you got rewarded. What a bottom of the ninth inning for the Red Deers. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 7, Round Rock 6. Have a great night.